Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're not on video today because, well, we have a special guest.
Oh, and it's you not know, that he's not video friendly.
I know,
he's friendly.
I don't want to say the wrong thing
because
you are so video friendly, but we don't have video that accommodates it for people on this. So we will show photos of you on the show page. But we'd like to welcome our special guest, Rashmi.
Hello. Hello, and very special for today.
Where'd you fly in
you,
from?
Yeah, you have an accent.
Flown in to LAX from London Heathrow.
Oh,
just for the podcast?
For Target. I heard it's about Target.
Yeah, yeah. He just he made the reveal.
Which airline?
It's okay.
We don't need to. No sponsors.
Does it start with a B or a V?
Neither.
You don't get this show if you know we name names here, by the way.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We actually, names. Everything including Target will be named.
Yeah, he flew United. It is a Target haul. That's why he's excited. He was just saying that people actually fly here from the UK just to go to Target.
Mm-hmm. Target is such a big deal. I think when I was at uni, the biggest request I had was to go to Target. Now it's Trader Joe's, but Target is still like the biggest.
Have you been to either of them?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to have to, after this podcast, take a road trip.
I'm sure we do that too.
Lisa, Rashmi, I feel like me and Mike were just saying, we feel like we know him because we've heard that name for years and years. How long have you guys been friends?
He's been in my life since he was 11.
He is not 11 anymore.
Now he's in his low early 30s.
Wow.
It's crazy.
20 years of Hungry Girl.
Yeah.
I met you right before I started Hungry Girl. He was around. He's always around for important things. Mm-hmm. One time, I think he was in college at the time, was when I was prepping for the show. So he came to town and you watched me prep for the Food Network show. You've been here like such a part of life. Then he was in a whole bunch of Instagram videos a couple of years ago.
That's why we
do remember
him.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
And he showed up this time with lots and lots of British snacks.
Oh.
And we're going to make more videos. Good. But we'll do that another time. So I was like, wait a minute, he's here. Let's invite him to be part of the podcast.
Love.
What a privilege.
He has good taste buds and a very cute accent. So.
And it makes us a little bit more professional sounding. Or maybe
Absolutely.
Actually makes us less professional sounding because he sounds professional.
Yeah, so we...
But he brings the professionalism of the whole show up.
This is a very professional operation, guys.
Oh, thank you. And here's the good news. None of these brands are sponsored. These are just things that we pick up and try. So you can be completely honest.
Wow, honest. And that's true. And you have been. I have been noticing that. And so I can be honest and organic and it feels, no holds barred. I love it.
Lisa's Absolutely. Not afraid to say if something tastes like Band-Aids. She says it like it is.
Yep. And I cannot wait to jump in today. But do we have anything, to kick it off?
Oh, we do. All right, looks like you can now get energized at McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's, they've teamed up with Red Bull to bring you the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer drink. So the drink has Red Bull signature energy drink with blue raspberry syrup and freeze-dried dragon fruit. I guess that must be like inside of it. You can get it with the either classic Red Bull or the sugar-free. So our people can try that if they want to do sugar-free. And it's available now nationwide throughout the country. I don't know if it's in England yet, but it's definitely nationwide here in America.
Wow.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I don't love the flavor of Red Bull, but I do like a nice energy drink. And I love blue raspberry, so maybe I would try it. Yeah. But what's that coffee chain? The Dutch Brothers. Dutch Brothers has a very famous energy drink, and I forgot what they call them, but it tastes like Red Bull. I think that they're trying to take a bite out of that.
That makes sense.
I want an energy drink that tastes like Swedish Fish. That's it. I've
that
always
great.
That's what I want Red Bull to taste like.
And it does it not. Doesn't. It tastes like cough syrup to me, but whatever.
I've never had Red Bull in my life. I think I maybe had a sip, but I've never like drank it for energy.
Just they're so big here. Are they
that's
big in the UK?
Yeah.
Are like energy drinks huge in the UK? They are?
Well, I think Red Bull still is like the big market umbrella, isn't it? But internationally as well.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that.
Well, Red Bull. I was in college. I was a vitamin water person. So
you're way too clean. My goodness.
Well, but vitamin water back then had a lot of sugar in it.
Still does.
The illusion of
still
clean.
Does. Yeah. Not zero. Yeah. Not zero. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm ready to chew if you are.
Yeah, let's
Me
do
too.
It.
Ooh, first up, our friends from Kodiak have a new frozen breakfast product. I love that. This is a pop in the microwave, protein packed English muffin, turkey sausage, egg and cheddar cheese sandwich. This looks really
so good.
Yummy.
Really good. Do you want to cut it?
Sure. 270 calories for this thing. Well, so it's like equivalent to like some kind of an Egg McMuffin situation.
Yeah. So a little note, I think Dana mentioned it too. They did have a like a, what's that McDonald's thing with the pancakes?
Protein packed pancakes. Oh,
McGriddle.
Sandwich.
Yeah, a McGriddle style one like this, but it was way too many calories. It was like 400 really? Calories. Yeah.
Of course. All right. Yeah. I don't want that.
Jamie like and Mike, you can cut that one.
Okay. Well, no. I'll take a bite and then Jamie can take a bite.
Oh, that's so smart.
We're married if you don't know that.
They're married.
Right, we always accidentally don't say that, and then like something and happens then, that's like very like why are
like
those
a lot of chemistry for these
yeah. People say we have great chemistry. Hold on. It tastes exactly like the Jimmy Dean one to me, like to a T.
It's good. It's definitely like it's a whole grain English muffin, which I like. Like it tastes healthy. And the turkey sausage, I think, has like a little bit of sweetness, but it's not like a maple turkey patty. Mm-hmm. It's just like got a little hint of sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Very, very flavorful sausage, I would say.
Yeah. And I like that it's just heat and serve, so it's very easy. How did you, Mike, did you tell us already how you prepared it?
So the only option on there was microwave. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do air fryer, but there was no option for that. So
I mean, it tastes great for being microwaved.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like 50 seconds on each side, and then I had to do a little extra just to get, like, it was the patty was a little bit, the sausage patty was a little bit cold still, so I did a little longer.
Just to give a little more stats, 270 calories, 10 grams of fat, 4 grams of fiber, hardly any sugar, and that 20 grams of protein. I like this.
I've loved every bite of this.
You do? Yeah. It's nothing unexpected. Mm-hmm. It's nothing different. It's everything you'd expect, but it's solid.
Yeah, like it totally delivers on what it is. If you think you'll like it, you will.
And
exactly.
We have one more in the freezer, so I can't say you can take it home. This is the one we can offer that up, but we do have another one.
You can have one tomorrow morning.
It's delicious.
Yeah, so that was Kodiak protein-packed English muffin. What were you going to say?
It doesn't taste fake, like with some of these protein-packed things. Mm-hmm. It's full of flavor. And I love the texture of it as well.
Well, that I have a question, Jamie. Do we know what's protein-packed about it? Is it just the egg?
I think that's a great point. It's protein-packed because it's ingredients that have protein as opposed to like protein infused.
Yeah. Oh, so even so naturally.
Yeah. Turkey sausage, so I think it's the cheese, the egg, the sausage.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Great conjunction.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. All right.
It's available at Target, Kroger, Albertsons, and other grocery chains.
Perfect. Are we ready for the next one?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Little spoon pancake spoonies in banana chocolate chip. What are these spoonable pancakes?
Yeah.
What? I've never. That's a,
so it's like a
category disruptor. Oh no, it's just a pancake in
a mug. Yeah.
I thought they were going to be like little pancakes that sat in your spoon.
Everybody take a fork.
A fork, but it's they're called spoonables.
Oh yeah, okay. Sorry, everybody take a spoon.
What is happening right now?
That's really funny.
I thought he was pranking us.
I'm sorry. This whole concept is so bizarre. The American.
Have you ever had like a mug cake or a mug muffin, like any product like that?
I've never purchased one. I've had one like Lisa has products like that, and that's the only way I've had it. But there's Hunger Girl stuff.
Smells like pancakes.
It's hefty.
Yeah, it's very dense.
Wow. Oh, it's very pancakey. And I'm actually...
Feels like it might be undercooked, actually.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like cookie dough. Batter. I mean, it's unusual.
Well, so I did it for a minute, 10, and it wasn't done. And then I keep doing it for 10 minutes until...
10 seconds.
Sorry, 10 seconds until all the liquid is not liquid anymore. So the top part wasn't liquid anymore. So there might be some instructions upgrading for that.
I think banana is always going to be like this, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. True, yeah.
Could that be...
Maybe. Could be the mushiness of the banana.
Yeah.
I know, I could listen to that.
Banana.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I love it, though.
Yeah, I wonder if other flavors would be better or if this is just the texture of what it is.
I do think it might be good for babies, though. Mm-hmm. Like, having just spent 3 weeks with a 10-month-old baby, I would say this baby would have loved this. Yeah. They like anything mushy. So this might be good for little tiny ones.
And the fact that it's called Spoonies, it probably is geared towards kiddos.
Right. Yeah, this is definitely a brand. Yeah.
I just feel inclined to take it out of there and put it in the oven.
Put it in the oven and bake it.
I just want it crispy and I want to...
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Pop it in the air.
Right. We could do it. Save it for later.
Or the skillet, you know, get
the skillet and pancake it on it.
230 calories, 5 grams of fat, 14 grams of sugar, 9 grams of protein. It's Little Spoon Pancake Spoonies, and it is available, obviously, at Target and also littlespoon.com.
Okay.
Are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
Little. Definitely.
I think I'm a big spoon.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean?
You got a comment
you should
this.
Be the spooner.
I think I spoon you more than you spoon me.
No. Really? You spoon Penny more than you spoon me.
Let's be honest.
That's why I'm she's the big spoon.
That's true. It all
trying to figure out who she's spooning.
I was like, who is Jamie spooning? Okay.
It's Penny, my dog.
Next up, we have Bobo's Oatmeal Breakfast Bars in Raspberry Flavor.
All right. I'm going to disclaimer this. I was like, 140 calories for an oatmeal bar. That's great. Look how tiny they are.
Oh, no.
That's too bad.
They're tiny. It's like a...
Let's look. It's...
It's quite packed.
I have to tell you, though, like Bobo's is famous for like being very dense and calorie dense. Yeah. So their bars are usually higher in calories. So the fact that this is a little bit of a lower calorie bar.
I don't think that's
not that tiny. Mm-hmm.
It's all like right, everybody take a little.
Sure.
Oh, my God. He broke the knife.
Wow.
That's how dense it is.
Bobo broke the spoon.
Jamie,
Bobo
you and I will split this one. Rashmi can take that one.
Thank you.
And then Jamie Raspberry and I will just split this one.
It doesn't really look like the picture where the girl is sitting on the bars, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
That is very tasty.
I love that. Did that come in flavors?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's very tasty.
There was a blueberry there. I got this one, so that was better.
I want to see what else there is.
Oaty things can, yeah.
Why do I love that so much? Love.
Boba's oatmeal. Okay, so they normally have oatmeal bars. These are the oatmeal breakfast bars. So let's see.
It's like 10 times better than Nutri-Grain bar.
Right. It's like, it's the same idea. It's the same eating occasion as a Nutri-Grain bar, but way better.
Way better.
Is Bobo in England?
Never seen that, no.
Really?
Is that big here?
It's Pretty big. Yeah.
Pretty
I mean,
big.
It's not like Nutri-Grain or Nature Valley or that, but
yeah, but those are about decades of real estate value. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this, so yeah, I've never heard of this.
Like
yeah.
Bobo's is big at Whole Foods. Right. And like now it's very mainstream, but it's like a big natural target.
Exactly. 100% whole grain oats, non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, plant-based, 140 calories, 4 grams of fat. It's not low sugar, 10 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein. But delish.
I would totally buy those and eat those.
There's a variety pack on Amazon with that and the blueberry.
Ooh. Wow. So it's only 2 flavors?
Yeah, it seems like those
I'd
are
like
the
2. I like a peanutty one.
Yeah, well, you might like their other bars. Like they have oatmeal bars. This is specifically the breakfast. They have a birthday cake one.
I love their apple. Here's what you do.
I say this usually with sweeter things, but take a little bit of peanut butter, lay it on the top. And you have a peanut butter and jelly
that actually
breakfast
sounds great.
Bar.
That sounds delicious. But you know, people from London don't really get the whole peanut butter.
Yeah, really
thing.
Don't. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're not peanut butter people.
I know, it's weird.
So
they're
weird.
Really not peanut butter people. I mean, I am, but I'm. Yeah.
You but you're more American. Not the norm. Just with a cute accent.
We were watching.
Combining with jelly is just unbelievable.
It's the best thing in the world. We were watching Outlander. We're way behind, but we're watching Outlander. And the last episode we saw when the daughter and mother were talking about things they missed about anyone doesn't know Outlander. They go into the past like 1700s, but the daughter and mother were missing peanut butter. That was one of the things that they were missing.
I get that's it. Really interesting.
I'd be missing indoor plumbing, you know?
Yeah, well, that was one of the other ones too.
Yeah, I love that tie. Yeah. On the, yeah.
I'd be missing my hair drying.
I'd be missing football. American football.
American
football. But I'm not getting, soccer, Rashmi.
I am getting into football. Soccer.
Oh, as all the Americans have been this summer.
Yeah, because of the World Cup, yeah. I'm now a Chelsea fan. I hope that's okay. No? Who do you like?
I'm a big Arsenal supporter. I was about to wear my Arsenal kit here, thank God.
Oh, Arsenal won last year, right?
We are not going to talk about this. That is not happening.
Don't worry.
I must
different demographic of people that are not tuned in.
We are moving on to favorite day, coffee shop cold foam, insulted pistachio.
I'll let you do the honors.
I do love a cold foam.
That sounds amazing.
Always been obsessed with a cold foam. This one actually has much more reasonable serving sizes.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed too.
Yeah, 1/3 of a cup serving
size. Isn't it usually like 2 tablespoons?
Right, and it's usually like, it's the same amount of calories that it would be, but now they're saying what the actual serving size is, if that makes sense. But we're going to try this.
But I like that.
Me too, because it's definitely, it's pistachio colored. Wow. And we're trying it on its own instead of in a coffee drink.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I just feel like it was better that way.
These look lush.
Here you go.
Yeah, usually it's about 15 calories of cold foam for 2 tablespoons, and 1/3 of a cup is going to be about like 5 1/3
right
tablespoons.
Oh, This is, look, if you put this on hot chocolate, it would be like Dubai hot chocolate.
Mm. Whoa.
That would be yummy.
That's really
good. Dubai hot chocolate. I'm very into it.
That's one of the most like real pistachio things I've tried. Like, yeah. Like most of the pistachio that's like in ice cream or whatever doesn't really taste super pistachio-y.
Yeah, you know what? That's nice.
This could save that banana pancake, though.
I just did it. That's just what I just did. I just put my banana pancake on it. Wait, he stole the rest of my banana pancake.
Yeah. I like their...
Oh, that has made that better.
I like their suggestions. It says over cold brew coffee, iced teas, iced chai, cocktails like an espresso martini, frozen fruit like cherries, raspberries, or strawberries. Those are fun
suggestions. And little spoonies.
And little spoons.
No, that's yum.
A third of a cup is 45 calories, 7 grams of sugar.
Think about that on hot cocoa. That's it. With
I'm
like
thinking about
it's
it.
So, and it's good, right?
Yep. It is a Target exclusive favorite day coffee shop, cold foam and salted pistachio in the fridge section. Dana had an excellent take, which is, why is this a seasonal item? Pistachio, come on. Why does that need to be seasonal? Yeah. It should be a year round.
I don't understand that, to be honest.
Maybe they do that just to test them and then they bring back the ones like and make them permanent, the ones that do well. I hope, because that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up we have Daily Fruit Gel Snack. Sounds like Jell-O.
You're not ready for this, Lisa.
This is insanity.
This could be the best thing or the worst thing.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute. Daily Fruit Gel Snack in 3 flavors. So it's not like Jell-O?
It's like a gel snack. I don't even know. It's very loose.
It's in a squeeze pack.
Okay.
Look what it's 10 calories for this whole pouch.
Okay. Oh.
It is made of water, sweetener, vegan gelatin mix.
Oh, so it's Jell-O in a pouch.
Yeah. So you have to squish it?
You have to watch. I'm going to squish it.
But the fact that it's no sugar, 10 calories, and natural ingredients. So it says squeeze to break up. Did you do that?
No.
Squeeze
to break up.
Okay, wait. The first thing you do is squeeze to break up Jiggly
so
Fruit
up
Gel.
Jelly.
Yeah.
So that.
You guys. That makes sense why it was like so liquidy
jelly.
At the top.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoa, whoa.
All right, this is crazy. I don't know how.
It's a lot of work. Well, oh,
no,
I
it's
see.
Not actually. I think it's got it.
I'm still getting a lot of liquid. This is so weird.
Can't you just like, you can, well, I guess if we weren't sharing, we would slurp it. For
Yes, exactly. Oh,
are we going to do the same flavor first?
Should we try a bit? Should we just try
mango.
A
no, we don't have to.
We don't have to what?
I'm going
to
try the grape.
Do that.
So we should try different
ones? Yeah, try whichever. Okay. I just tried the mango and I really like it.
Why does it not come
the
up?
Wait,
why are the colors?
That's confusing. 10 calories.
That's a bit incongruent.
You did a better job breaking that up, Rashmi.
The mango is incredible.
Yeah, the mango is great.
Oh, no, oh, no.
I've never liked the grape flavor.
I have a runaway.
Do you like the grape?
And that was great.
I'm never usually keen on that.
I can't, like, separate it. Guys.
I don't know if this is the right instrument.
Right.
But it's great.
Why is it so hard to get out?
It's so weird. All right. I want to go on record because we don't have the benefit of being on video right now, which is unfortunate. So basically, it's as if you stuck Jell-O in a pouch and you're squeezing it out and it's coming out in a weird way. But that's not what you're meant to do to this.
Right. You're supposed to put it in your mouth.
Slurp it up.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
I think people would be like, especially like our calorie counters are, you know, people that are looking for something.
Wow.
What flavor is that?
Oh my God. I'm so into this.
Orange.
The grape is really
good. Wait, it's orange cream.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It is. That's what the taste was that I was. Yep.
Oh, that one's really good. I want to try that.
Oh, they're all 10 calories?
These guys, I'm brilliant. Obsessed with this.
This is so unique.
10 calories for the whole thing?
Yeah.
Who is
it's
this for?
Huge.
Who is it for?
Us. A Jiggly Fruit snack made from the superfood cognac. They even rhyme. Best served cold. Can I try that one? What is it? Grape?
Oh, yeah. Grape is like the best, I think.
I like mango the best.
I'm like nuts about these. It just seems like such a fun thing.
Well, and here's the thing. It takes so much effort to pour them out that the 10 calories cancel out from just the squeezing.
That's 0 calories.
All right. If I am being completely honest, this is basically delicious diet Jell-O in a pouch that you squeeze into your mouth.
I mean, that's the tagline now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it's good. It's really good.
Delicious diet Jell-O.
No
but
sugar.
But the fact that it's sugar-free, gelatin-free, vegan, naturally sweetened. It is with erythritol, which is not, I don't think, one of the scary ones.
No.
And it has vitamin C, prebiotics, and postbiotics.
Wow. I mean, like that it's vitamin C. So it's functional Jell-O.
It does have 12 grams of sugar alcohols. So if you are someone that's like, sensitive to all sugar alcohols. That's good information. But Mike is, and erythritol doesn't bother him.
It doesn't. The only thing that bothers me is maltitol, and it really bothers me.
Every tall bothers me except erythritol.
That's great.
But erythritol, if I have too much of it, it's not good for me.
I'm obsessed.
It tastes so good.
Yeah.
I think it's very filling.
And by the way, the fact that this is a Target haul, I feel like these might not be too expensive because...
Oh, I should have brought the receipt. I meant to do that. Oh, well. Is it in the bag? It might be in the bag.
$2.69.
I think we all...
Oh, $2.69? That's worth it.
I think that's reasonable.
That's fun. And there's no like protein or anything in here, obviously, because there's only 10 calories.
Yep, $2.69.
So, and any fiber? Is there like a...
One gram.
1 gram of fiber. Okay, so that's like 4 calories out of the 10.
It looks all like right. It says it's
very,
a product,
very different.
Product of South Korea. So it's we've gone international all of a sudden.
Interesting.
How fun is this?
Fun and delicious. And those are all the flavors?
There was one more I didn't get.
I'm really trying to get more out of this. It's so good.
Yeah.
I like the mango.
I don't know how, like, this to me is a dessert replacement.
It is.
And I would love, I would have this after a meal instead of, whatever.
Instead of a McDonald's ice cream cone, which he's been eating every day.
All right, so like you had asked, who is this for? So I'm trying to like get the vibe from their website. Mm-hmm. Fast and free shipping on Amazon. So it is on Amazon. It's candy level satisfaction. That's a bold claim. With none of the junk. It has tons of distribution. I love that they're so self-aware because it says perfectly weird and weirdly perfect.
Wow. And it's clearly shelf stable, too.
That is embracing.
It tastes good cold, better cold, but you can order them on Amazon, which makes me think they're shelf stable. Yep. Did you get them on a shelf?
No, they were in the fridge section.
Interesting. Does it say keep refrigerated?
It doesn't. It says cool in dry place.
I bet you can...
But best served chilled.
Yeah, I bet you can purchase it as is and then store it. Yeah.
Amazing. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say, it's at Target, select supermarkets, and on Amazon and heydally.com.
Excellent. Okay. Next product, we have Kadoots. I love that name. Kadoots crackers in cheddar flavor.
Oh, he's excited about this.
Kadoots.
So this is one of the finds in that video you sent me today.
Yeah, I sent him a video to look at. And I was like, wow, look at these Kadoots.
Okay. I'll try to open it.
They look like... cheddar cheese crackers, but they look like they're taco shaped.
They look like a classic design. Like they look like an iconic brand.
They're tiny, but
are they new?
They look
retro almost.
But it makes a lot of sense because I got these, because besides the great branding, the 75 crackers, 150 calories.
Oh, but they're so
the crackers
light.
Are like half a quarter.
They're
like light
Cheez-Its,
and crispy. Better?
Mm-hmm.
I think they are better.
But they're drier. They're like... Mm. They're not as decadent.
They don't taste as fake cheesy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have mini cheddars here?
Rachel Mansfield. Why do I know her? It's not Peggy.
Mini cheddars?
She's from another brand. I want you to look her up.
Who is this?
It says it's founded by Rachel Mansfield. She founded something else, I believe.
I mean, that sounds familiar besides Peggy that we
know. Somebody. I might know this person.
That's really, it's very clean tasting.
I love those. And I love how cute the box is. And it's lunchbox friendly.
Oh, they have little, they have little bite size, right?
Gluten free, natural flavors. Do we know Rachel?
She's a cookbook author.
I know her from something. But I love these.
Yeah, she's like an influencer, cookbook author. She's a foodie like us.
Yum. Okay, thumbs up to this. Does this come in other flavors?
There was a ranch.
Taco? Was it a taco?
No, a ranch and sea salt, I believe.
Yum. Mm-hmm. I love how cheesy that is.
Mm. Yeah.
5 grams of protein per serving, organic, gluten-free, seed oil-free, ranch, sea salt flavors. Available at Target, nationwide, and on kadoots.com.
Okay, well... hold on to your Kadoots because the next item seems like it'll be really good with Kadoots.
Mm-hmm. Literally, hold on to our
Kadoots. Yeah.
It's Boursin spreadable gourmet cheese in a limited edition.
Oh, I'm the most excited about this.
And roasted garlic. Actually, so this is hot honey roasted. This is a hot honey roasted garlic Boursin.
I'm going to get a new plate for this.
Are you familiar with Boursin cheese?
Yes. It's we call good. It Boursin.
Oh, okay.
Boursin.
Boursin.
But is it a French?
It's Boursin. according to the Borsan people. Because I didn't know. I used to call it Borsan.
Oh, Borsan.
Borsan.
I'm trying to make it.
But it's weird because like Nike is Nike in parts of Europe.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all Nike. Right. I can't believe you guys call it Nike.
Really?
Nike.
And to us, we can't believe you call it Nike. But like, I agree with you. Like, one of them has to be correct.
Where'd you get the correct E? Where'd you get an extra E?
I mean, it's Nike because it's from Portland, Oregon, up north. And that's the guy who invented it.
That is what they called it. Yeah.
You're actually right by saying that because it's like, but it looks like Nike.
How is it?
But Nike, it's like a Greek god is Nike. So we would have to find a Greek philosopher or something that, or a historian that would be able to tell us the real name.
Right. And how it's spelled.
Right. Because I bet in Europe, when they teach about that Greek god, they say Nike.
I'm just going to cut some.
They probably do. You're
cut
right.
The cheese and give
okay,
it to everybody.
Cut the cheese.
This is,
no.
I've got to be honest. This is the most excited.
This looks amazing.
So we have to flip it on.
I'm a very big Borsan fan.
Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's. This is going into my fridge forever.
That was everything I wanted it to be.
This is amazing. Melt in your mouth. Sweet.
Oh, wow.
A little bit spicy.
Oh, wow.
Garlicky.
I don't think there's a calorie count on the planet you could tell me that would convince me not to buy that.
I
just got a kick. Oh, wow, lovely.
On. I'm putting it on my leftover English muffin right now.
Oh, that's why you saved that.
This is the best thing ever.
It is very sweet.
It's so good.
It is quite sweet. I'm not usually crazy about that.
Like almost dessert sweet. Mm-hmm. Can I see the package?
Yep. It's very small.
Wowza.
I don't even like honey or hot honey usually, but this is phenomenal.
So 2 tablespoons has 120 calories, 11 grams of fat. Sure. No problem here. No complaints.
I cannot believe how good this is. I love how many flavors they're making now of this cheese.
Yeah.
Is this limited edition? Yes, limited edition or no?
Ma'am.
Run.
No fair.
Get as many of them as possible, please.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. I hate to like, I don't want to say it, but this is a 10. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a 10 later, but it's a 10 now.
Yes.
10. Wow. I feel like this is getting the golden buzzer.
Yeah. You know how exactly.
America's Got Talent.
Yep.
I love that the Brit knows the America's Got Talent rules.
Well, so Britain's Got Talent as well.
Oh, no, really?
They got the golden buzzer.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Susan Boyle got the golden buzzer.
No, she was
X Factor.
Maybe
she was X Factor.
Oh, no. I
think she got Golden Buzzer.
Was she British Idol?
No. Wasn't she American? She was American.
Oh, yeah, that was. We had Pop Idol for one series.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No. I think she was Britain's Got Talent.
Okay.
Maybe. All I know is Simon Cowell found her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Simon find.
But that is
this
a Golden Buzzer.
Is at Target, Walmart, supermarkets nationwide.
Yes. Let's see if the next item can compare. I don't know.
Do follow,
I don't know.
How
you
do you
don't.
Follow the bloody roasted garlic buns in?
This looks sad.
Well,
sorry. It's Cleveland Kitchen classic coleslaw, mayo free, which I support mayo free.
This is so we tried their sauce last episode, that buffalo everything.
Oh yeah, it was really low cal.
Oh,
hot sauce.
Yeah.
I think we had another sauce by them. They make pickles. Mm-hmm. Like they're
yeah, they do good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to try it.
Okay,
but what's interesting about this is it's classic coleslaw. And when it says mayo free, that doesn't mean it has a mayo substitute. It's literally a coleslaw. This is not classic coleslaw.
Right. It's lightly fermented and it's floating in something, but we don't know what. What is it floating
it's
in?
It's like a clear coleslaw.
Wow.
There's no creaminess to this slaw.
And look at that. I've never seen coleslaw.
And it's
so
weird
transparent.
That all of the carrots are at the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to mix
it's
them
so
to the top.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. So it's lightly fermented cabbage, carrot, and onion in a light and simple vinaigrette.
See, that's where they could go wrong or right. In that light and simple vinaigrette.
And you know what? I'm
nervous.
It doesn't seem classic. What do I know? Maybe there's some, maybe.
Maybe it is. Well, what's the calorie? What's
history?
The calorie count?
Nothing.
Really?
No, like 10?
10, yeah.
Wow.
10.
That's pretty impressive.
That's a seller. Yeah. That's a good
sign. It is.
Point.
That's a seller because I usually rinse my slaw. That's a little hungry girl tip. Oh.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Wait a minute. You know what? You know why? It has the secret ingredient. Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet.
It's basically KFC's without the mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And KFC has the best coleslaw.
Yeah.
Wow. Jamie is going to fall in love.
2 tablespoons. I'm just going to give the stats before I put this down. 2 tablespoons. 10 calories. 2 carbs.
How much sugar?
Is it very sugary or is it like
1 gram?
What is it sweetened with? Is there any? It's very sugar. Sweet.
How much?
It's only 1 gram. But because it's only 2 tablespoons. Mm-hmm. So
I would eat that every day of my life.
Wow.
I think apple cider vinegar.
I'm telling you.
Do you mean apple cider vinegar and lemon juice?
Maybe, but usually I don't like apple cider vinegar, but it could be like the combination of things. Jamie, I'm predicting that you're going to fall in love with
white
this.
Vinegar.
So this is $5.99. So if you have it every day, it'll be what, 6 times 365? Anyone got a calculator on that?
First of all, 6 times 6. Oh yeah, it's $5.99.
Yeah.
3 6, but I won't eat a whole container a day.
That could last you a week.
That'll last me. Yeah. That would last me 3 days.
That's okay. A fantastic condiment. Like a lot of times we'll talk about, we did a great email on this, like healthy food flavor uppers. Mm-hmm. Like if you are trying to eat clean and you want like pretty simple protein, veggies, like very simple, clean food, this is a great flavor booster for like hardly any calories.
And I will take it a step further. I would throw that on my salad and then not need dressing.
Yeah, use that as
Your dressing and also a salad topping.
Yep.
I'm in love with that. This is 1,000 times better than I thought it would be. Did you love it or no?
It was delicious. It's just, aesthetically, you're right. It's deceiving. That was what.
Because it just looks like veggies floating in water. Mm-hmm. And when you think coleslaw, that's not the.
Yeah, they would also do better if it was not a transparent container.
Good point. But no, you know
you're
what?
So right.
They probably made it white. I bet you they focus grouped this and realized that people would expect creaminess and if they didn't see it for their own eyes.
You may be right. It's available at
Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, Sprouts, other select grocers. It's Cleveland Kitchen Classic Coleslaw.
Next up, we have Stars and Honey Collagen Protein Bar in Espresso Vanilla Cinnamon. Mm. That's an interesting flavor.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of these bars. My friend Lauren eats them.
It smells really good.
Mm-hmm.
Espresso.
I smell the espresso. Cinnamon. I smell the cinnamon.
So I'm taking a very big bite.
Oh, mm-hmm. Actually, that would be very good with a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like a candle.
A delicious candle.
It does. It's a delicious
candle. Oh, this works quite well.
Actually, this would be really good with coffee.
How would you describe the texture? Because this is not a typical like protein bar.
It's almost like an overnight oats type thing.
It's like, what are the bars? Okay, let's chat about this. It's like a thick bar. It won't melt. It won't crunch. It's chewy. It's,
Is it like RX?
Maybe.
No, a little?
Maybe.
The ingredients up at the top are going to be almonds, pea protein, collagen, pea protein, rolled oats.
And
so that's
pea
where you're
protein.
Getting
yeah,
that.
Getting oats.
Yeah, I mean, this is really wholesome, too.
Per ball.
Very wholesome. Only 4 grams of sugar, 15 grams of protein, and it's got that collagen.
And monk fruit is a sweetener. I don't know if you said that already.
I do think, if this is your jam, you're going to love it.
Mm. I like this way more than I thought I would. This is really nice.
They have some flavors like you wouldn't believe. Cacao, salt, caramel, peanut. Peanut butter, blackberry.
Oh, I want to try that.
Cherry, chocolate, waffle cone.
Ooh. I want to try that. Actually, it must have been quite hard to pick which flavor to get.
What was the calorie count again?
190.
I think that would be very satisfying. It's at Target, on Amazon, and at starsandhoney.com.
I love the name.
Yeah.
Do we, to you, have accents? Because, like,
it's getting existential.
To you, to us, it's like, oh my God, your accent.
Yeah, you have a massive, you guys definitely have accents,
of course.
Yes.
Do we have different 100%. Accents? Like, do you, like,
no, you guys have the classic middle American cadence, which is like authentically, historically where they used to go and like where Kansas, Nebraska, they used to go there and find.
Can you do an American accent?
I can do the rest of this podcast with an American accent if you want me to.
Yes.
But it would just be really bizarre.
Yeah,
it
would be.
That's so weird.
He's very good at that.
What's interesting, so you clump, we do the same, I think. Yeah. I mean, we can tell the difference between like a Scottish or an Irish accent,
or
I think.
Or a Cockney.
Yeah, but so like, you know, Jamie and Lisa are from the East Coast. So to me, I hear an East Coast accent.
Oh,
not
yeah.
so much anymore because they've been here for so long.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm from here, so I feel like I sound like I'm from California.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I could see how if you're not from here, we all sound the same.
Right, but he would know a Southern accent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like that kind of variation. I like doing this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. But yes, I lived in Nebraska for a period of time, which is very bizarre. And that is probably the least accented America I would say. That's just generic American.
I'm going to tell a little tiny story. Mm-hmm. Rashmi always dreamed of living in America, and I met him when he was 11, and he's like, I'm coming to America. So he went to what we call college, and he calls university.
Uni.
And he said, uni, exactly. He said, I'm doing a semester abroad, and he was sure he was going to New York. He was sure he was heading to NYC. And like 3 days before, they notified him he was going to Nebraska.
The fateful call. Oh, all of my friends like canceled
and
their
you didn't
trips.
Really get a choice.
Absolutely. Anyway, I'm very, very grateful because I ended up around all these generic American accents and it was bloody wonderful.
But his house mom loved Hungry Girl.
Oh, yeah.
She was like a big Hungry Girl thing.
The frat house mom, bear in mind, obviously no one else would have known what this was. And she was so, so, so excited. Imagine finding out.
Frat house mom.
The Hungry Girl.
That's crazy.
That some random Rashmi was friends with me. Anyway, I sent her all the books. They ended up getting.
Mama Beth. She's probably listening.
Aw.
Hi,
if
Mama Beth.
If you are listening, send Mike a text at.
Oh, my God.
805-380-8075.
There is a prize with your name on it if you hear this and text us. Don't cheat, Rashmi. Don't tell her.
Yeah.
Do not. Texas. All right. Next up, we have Midday Squares. I love Midday Squares. This is a new one I've never heard of. No bread, PB&J, and strawberry.
Yeah.
I love these. These are like protein bar squares. I've been eating these for years.
Does it say no bread?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just good branding.
No bread.
No bread.
No bread, PB&J.
You could say that about the Jello. I mean,
exactly. No bread.
Everything is no bread.
No bread yogurt.
Same with this. Yep.
I didn't even cut
nothing
them.
We had today except the bread had bread in it.
Ooh. Everything but the bread.
Somebody's phone.
Sorry, Bounce guys. On. It's my spam risk.
Spam.
It's very helpful.
Okay, I'm very excited about this. Did you take one?
No, I didn't.
This looks so cute.
Lisa, you've had this before?
No, not this flavor, but I have had Midday Squares. I love them.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
This is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Mike.
Wow.
You're not wrong.
Wow.
Oh, it's really good.
That's better than a PB&J sandwich.
That's a early morning. That's a late afternoon.
Mm.
It's a
midday
after dinner.
That's
square.
The perfect application of a jelly flavor.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how would you describe, like, describe the layer situation on this?
Well, you can describe because.
You go.
I just thought because I'm the peanut butter expert. Yeah,
absolutely.
That I would jump in, but I realize she might have been asking.
No. I'll weigh in after.
Honestly, it's almost like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah,
but with jelly on top and a little bit like more real tasting, like not
having more. I'm having more.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So it's, no chocolate though, right?
No. It's just like a little square, like of like peanut butter fudge with a layer of like strawberry jelly, but not like it's like soft, but not spreadable.
But the peanut butter is got that like Reese's peanut butter cup peanut butter feel to it.
You're right. So textually, it's like a good canvas.
It's a refrigerated snack bar.
I can't believe how good this is. And you know, Brits famously do not get peanut butter.
I know, it's weird.
As a thing. It's but this weird. Is just phenomenal. Is it good for you?
Good question. Well, it's made with real fruit. They always, you know, it's made, here are the health attributes. Made with real fruit, 6 grams protein, 4 grams of fiber, clean ingredients. It lasts 5 days out of the fridge, by the way, because it is refrigerated.
Okay.
It has 130 calories, 6 grams of fat.
I can't believe it's only 6 grams of fat, 4 grams of fiber. This is like amazing.
Yeah.
Mate, good find.
Mm-hmm.
What a find.
Wow. I would. I will be buying these and keeping these in my fridge. They are that good. And they do not need bread.
You're going to have such a hard time after this podcast because I need to pull from you. We're doing our best of the month things we tried this month.
Ooh.
So we're going to have to narrow this down.
Just do this entire episode.
Yeah. That's going to be tough.
What else?
They have, I can't remember what flavor I love the most of Midday Squares. It was like a chocolate.
It's probably the chocolate peanut butter, right?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I keep them in my fridge. Like, I have them.
Version of this if you like
grape
jelly.
Wow. They
peanut
do?
Butter. Peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate cookie dough, chocolate crunchy peanut.
I want all of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are at Target and Whole Foods on MiddaySquares.com and on Amazon.
Yeah, we're going to Target off this.
It's right here.
Well, there's like three of them in the area.
The last item. Is it frozen?
Yeah, I have to go get the last item. So I'm going to do everyone, talk amongst yourselves. The topic is going to be, and it's going to be Rashmi centric. I need you to, and Jamie will take notes. list off, hopefully Lisa will be into this as well, the best, maybe like the top 10 TV shows from Britain that we should be watching.
Oh, this is fun. I like this.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Ever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just...
Faulty Towers.
Yeah.
Monty Python.
We'll get the BritBox app and we'll start watching it.
Oh my God, there's a BritBox app. Here. I love it.
Here.
Have you watched Thick of It?
The what?
The Thick of It, which is kind of famously like, it's like the British Veep, which is
Veep is so good.
Yeah, so it's like the OG. Thick of
It. Do we even have that?
I wonder if we would even get it.
It was on the BBC.
Is it political humor?
I guess it was a certain time. Mm-hmm. So it probably is more reflective of that epoch. So that's quite interesting. It's like 2000 spin doctor politics. So very funny. But love Fawlty Towers if you haven't seen it. Monty Python, have we all watched that?
Oh, yeah.
Office OG. Office Original.
Oh, yeah, Office Original.
I think the American is better.
Wait, really?
Anything with 10 seasons and you can make it work.
Yeah. Anything with Steve Carell.
Yeah, but Ricky Gervais is pretty good.
I have to watch Office Original. I didn't even watch the American Office, except I do love Steve Carell. So I've seen tons of clips.
Wow.
All right. I am excited about the last product because I did grow up going to Serendipity all the time. And of course, when I went there, I got the frozen hot chocolate because that is their most famous item. So this is Serendipity frozen hot chocolate ice cream bites. And I don't know why it took a million years for them to make these like licensed frozen hot chocolate bites from Serendipity.
So I had no idea that the frozen hot chocolate was their top flavor because they had like vanilla and chocolate, you know, the boring stuff and maybe like a cookies and cream. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy I got the one that's like their signature flavor.
Mm. I'm very excited.
This is like a milky chocolate ice cream with like a marshmallowy white chocolate coating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's chocolate and marshmallow flavored ice cream wrapped in marshmallow coating.
This is based on the restaurant Serendipity from New York.
Yes,
I hope so.
Yes. 45 calories per bite.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not huge. They're like smaller than a ping pong.
They're like a size of a small to medium mochi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they are mochi shaped.
That's
I love this.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love it.
They also come in Dubai. Double dulce de leche and more.
I want to try that.
And it's Serendipity at Target and retailers nationwide.
I ate the whole bite.
This was like crazy delicious haul.
I love the topping. I love like the coating.
Yeah, the coating makes
so
it
so good.
The coating really makes it.
This is so American.
Can I have the rest of this? This fruity gel snack. It's just calling to me.
Yes.
And I also want to know what it's like to like slurp it from the bag.
So you want the cream one? That's interesting. Okay.
I forgot to mention that the MDS, which are my initials, the Midday Squares, were $8.89, so a little bit pricier in there, and the Serendipities were $6.39.
How many is in a pack of the squares?
Lisa, you have to eat one of the Jell-O things from the container. The sensory experience is delightful.
Wow.
Please try it.
You're
not into it?
I am into it, but I just ate the whole bonbon or whatever it was, and I'm like, I can't right
just
now.
Just trust me. It's so
I believe
enjoyable.
You. Rashmi's going to do it with the
really
mango. The mango is so good.
It's addictive.
Amazing.
There's something about it.
Mike, mark my words, you're going to come home and every day Jamie's going to be sitting there eating. There's going to be empty. Yeah. You know how like toddlers, you see the empty pouches of like applesauce? She's going to be sitting next to a pile. She'll be sitting next to a pile of...
But you know kids are going to love
delis.
Kids will actually really
kids. Oh, yeah. Kids and their moms and grandmothers will love it.
Textural, you're so right. Mm-hmm. It's such a winner.
Wow.
You know what time it is.
It's time to rate.
Sorry, I'm over here having a love affair with my creamsicle gel snack. Okay.
I love the mango one.
Are you ready to rate?
Ready.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. What
starting
a hole.
Starting off strong. First up, Lisa, Kodiak protein packed English muffin with turkey, sausage, egg, and cheddar cheese sandwich.
That is a solid 8. Good job.
I feel
job.
Like you have to grade on a curve because there are such like out of the park 10s that like.
I don't mind giving lots
could
of 9s and 10s.
Okay. These could all be 10s.
Next up, well, you might have spoken too soon. Little spoon pancake spoonies.
Yeah, I'm going to give those a 7.
Okay. Ooh.
But I do think like, I think little kids and babies, whatever, they would like them more than I would.
How about Bobo's oatmeal breakfast bars and raspberry?
9.5. Nice. Love the Bobo. Love a good Bobo bar.
How about favorite day coffee shop cold foam in salted pistachio?
Nine. Nice. Solid nine. That's creative, delicious, creamy. I would buy that all day long.
Well, you better go now because they're not going to be in stock soon.
Wah, wah.
Sorry.
How about Dally Fruit Gel Snack?
Dally. Oh, I thought it was Daily Fruit. It's Dally Fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm giving that a 9.8.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. I can't quite give it a 10, but I get it. I so get it. And I think it's definitely like a bit of a disruptor. Mm-hmm. People are going to fall in love with it.
Yep. I agree.
It's a good thing.
I agree. Next up is Kadoots Crackers. I just really like saying it.
Kadoots. Giving those a 9. Because you can eat so many of them. They're light, fluffy, airy, crispy.
And protein.
And proteiny.
All right. You already rated it. Let's see if you change. Borsin spreadable gourmet cheese in hot honey and roasted garlic.
I think I'm giving it an 11. Wow. I'm bumping it up from a 10. No, yeah, that's a 10. If I could give it 11, I'll give it an 11.
You can. It's your show.
Yeah. So good.
It's great.
Next up, Cleveland Kitchen Classic Coleslaw.
I'm giving that an 11.
Wow.
I loved it. This is our first episode with two 11s.
Yep. Wow.
Two 11s, and you're here for it, Rash.
And let's talk about
another one again.
Let's talk about like the trajectory of the Cleveland Coleslaw. We looked at it, we're like, oh, this isn't going to be good. Mm-hmm. Then I mixed it, and we're like, oh, this is kind of weird. And then we fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Like,
I would eat that every day, all day. Mm-hmm. I would mix it with turkey. I would just do so many things with it. 11.
Don't judge your food box by the cover.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right. Next up was Stars and Honey Collagen Protein Bar in Espresso Vanilla Cinnamon.
I'm giving that a 7.75.
Okay.
Not bad, but not amazing.
Mm-hmm. How about Midday Squares, no bread, PB&J, and strawberry?
10.
Oh, wow. I almost thought you were going to do an 11.
It might be worthy of an 11. What it might think? Be. 10.5.
Okay.
This is insane. Mike, you've really outdone yourself.
Thank you.
It's a bit spenny. That's the only criticism we could ever give that.
What's that?
It's a bit spenny.
Spenny?
What does that mean?
Isn't it like 8 quid?
Spendy?
Oh, spendy. Yeah.
Eight quid. Yes. Spenny. What language is he speaking?
If it's please 8 quid, me. Then it's probably like $14.
What isn't he? How much was it again?
It was like $8.
$8.
That's the only thing. See, it's a bit
oh, worth it. No, how many are you getting there?
4.
See, here that's inexpensive.
Yeah.
Because like little bars are $2 like $3, $4.
That's true.
All right. That's an 11.
Yeah.
We brought it back.
Thanks for clarifying, Rashmi.
Next, Serendipity Frozen Hot Chocolate Ice Cream Bites.
9.5. I very much enjoyed those. Well, this podcast.
This has got to be the highest rating.
Wow.
Wow. Target has
zero
done
misses.
Themselves. No misses.
Zero. The lowest was a 7.
Wow.
I'm going to... today's my last show, guys.
He's going out on a high.
I can't top this.
Dropping the mic.
Yeah.
It's literally.
Over. Yeah.
Goodbye. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah, I was going to know you.
You don't have to divorce him.
I was just going to say, if I ever divorce party, it would be called dropping the mic.
Dropping the mic. Oh, you have to do it just for that.
Yeah, clearly.
Wait a minute.
I saw a TikTok of a woman's divorce party, and it was like, welcome to my divorce party. And it was like, there was a big framed sign of like the 10 worst things he ever did to her.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, people were like posing with the sign on social.
Oh, I love that.
That's empowering.
Yeah.
That is empowering.
Oh, what a poor guy.
Hopefully he left the country. Yeah, this was a very, very good episode. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy I made everybody happy.
Honestly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And this was fun.
Yeah.
This is great.
Love it. Are we giving anything away?
We can.
What are we giving? A phone call from Rashmi?
From his
very much so.
House mom, whatever it was called. They were called. How about we continue the British TV show suggestions? If you got yours, text me at 805-380-8075, and I will.
There's going to be a lot of niche people coming in.
Probably.
But everyone's going to say like British Bake Off, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Broadchurch. And,
you're right. Or anything British that you like. We can broaden it.
Is Ted Lasso considered British?
Now, that is a big Anglo-American production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it just? But it's filmed in England.
Yeah.
We took your actors, but at least it's filmed in England.
Yeah.
Which is very funny.
So wait, what's your number again?
Oh, 805-380-8075.
Okay. With your British television show recommendations or anything that you like that's British.
Yeah.
Even snacks.
Cadbury.
Even Rashmi.
Cadbury. Yay. That's what I'm going to text you. Rashmi. Rashmi. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was a great show. Please tune in again 2 weeks from today. We'll have a fun episode, right?
3 weeks, because I believe we're taking a week off because it's Labor Day week. The next one will be Labor Day. Wow. I believe. I could be wrong. I can't remember when this is dropping. I don't even know what day it is today.
Well, tune in next time for more fun and more chewing.
Yeah.
I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
On the podcast where grub is king, tasting, laughing, prizes too, all the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing, all the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too, sometimes they're sipping but mostly they chew.